across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Anyway, not going to have some obscure songs now because we have a singer-songwriter in the studio. Hello, Elliot.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. It's been a while since I've interviewed you and had you on the show. I think I saw you last at the NMG Awards.
Yeah, I was at the NMG Awards down the front.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually.
Good night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. A while ago now. You were there as well.
I was there.
Yes.
Yes.
But we didn't meet each other at the...
I was more at the back.
Yeah, you were.
Watching.
Yeah,
watching.
You were at the back.
Absorbing.
Anyway, you're here because you've got a new single which is out.
It's out tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got a new album which is coming out next month.
22nd of March, yeah.
The first new release, proper release in a while?
Yeah, it's 3.5 years, I think, since the last EP came out. And in that time, I've literally been kind of writing in the studio, kind of slaving away at it, and we finally finished it. So
it's been a project that's lasted pretty much all that time.
It has. It's been a long, long project.
Was that always the intention, or has it gone on for longer than you wanted it to?
It's gone on a bit longer than I thought. It was intended to come out last year, but as with most of these things, stuff starts to kind of get in the way. Then you kind of have a break in between, and then you kind of come back to it. And I think we had about half the songs done quite early, and then half the songs came a bit later, so it's almost an album in kind of like two parts in a way, but I think it kind of fits together quite nicely.
Okay, so are you kind of glad to see the back of it in a way, or get it out there and released, because those songs, say, you've been working on them for a long time?
Absolutely. And I kind of was talking to someone the other day about it, and this is kind of like the fun part now, going out and doing gigs, coming and see you guys, kind of promoting it. All the other stuff, sitting in the studio for hours doing mastering and things like that, all essential, but it kind of, you start to just get kind of like, you want to get out and play.
So some of the songs that are on the album, are they songs that you've been playing presumably in your live set for quite a while, so there'll be songs that people are familiar with?
Yeah, some of them will be. I think about half of them, I would say, are probably new songs which no one's ever heard before. 5 or 6 of them are songs which have been hanging around for a while. We've kind of reworked a couple and put them on the album as well, which works quite nicely.
Yeah. So when I do interviews for the New Music Generator, I kind of come at it assuming that the listeners sort of, because most people that listen to the show, they know about how the music industry works, how about recording works. But this is a daytime show, and there'll be people listening that don't maybe understand how it could take 3.5 years to record an album. So just talk us through the process of when you start of this project and how you've built it up to now. So obviously you start by writing the songs and then working out what you're actually going to put on the album.
Yeah, and because I'd never done a whole album before, I'd done a 7-track EP and a 5-track EP. The album, I really wanted it to be more of a kind of journey, and also have enough songs to kind of fill like 12 tracks. I guess the initial part is the writing of it, which can be going on in the background for a while. And then you kind of demo the songs, and then you kind of like, literally what we did with this, which was really nice, was kind of break them all down and decide exactly what the song wanted to become like. And I've not really done that before. I've kind of normally kind of had an idea of what it was going to be like.
Right.
Gone in the studio and just kind of recorded it, made it as good as possible. With these ones, we kind of really went deeper into them, which is why it took quite a bit longer.
Yeah.
And then you have the recording and the mastering. And stuff.
And so when you started, did you go into the studio saying, these are the songs I'm going to put on my album? Or did you, as you recorded it, write something new and that replaced something that you were going to put on it originally?
Absolutely, yeah. So originally, I think we had 2 or 3 songs, which I was really kind of sure would have gone on the album, but never ended up going on the album. They're kind of recorded somewhere. We've got them on a file as a B-side maybe in the future. And then, yeah, 3 or 4 songs came out of kind of nowhere, which is kind of nice, and I have found that has happened before. It's a little bit scary sometimes. You think, well, I haven't got enough songs, and then all of a sudden you get a bit more inspiration. Maybe the songs that you've been doing, the sounds of kind of like being going around.
Yeah, I guess you subconsciously get that inspiration, having spent so long immersed in those songs, that then something else new comes up.
Absolutely, and that was quite exciting that they did come up, and they've actually, some of them have turned out to be some of the best songs on the album, I think, anyway.
It's great to think then that actually you've had to take some out that you really thought were good, because others are better. So it's definitely an evolving thing then, isn't it?
Absolutely, and now when I listen back to the other songs, I think, they are, I like them, but they wouldn't have worked so well
in
this
album. Can I just ask, when you say we, are you a solo artist and do you get session musicians in, or do you just doing everything yourself?
Yes, so I'm a solo artist, but I do have a band that I play live with, who I've just put back together. But in the studio, we used session musicians. Right. So we had some really great people, actually. We actually had Elbows drummer Alex Reeves on
one of my favourite bands.
Yeah, me too. And
how do you get someone like that? Is that through the contacts that you've got, the people that you record with, or someone that you know as well, or what?
Yeah, so Dave Gerrard, who I record with down in London, he does a lot of work in the industry, songwriting, producing music, and he just has a really good catalogue of people you can call up. So we had Alex on drums, we had Dan Rogers, who's played with The Unthanks.
Another one of my favourite bands. You're hitting every right note there. I know The Unthanks quite well.
No, I think they're great. A couple of other just kind of session guys that do a lot of stuff for people as well.
So you've got really top-class musicians working with you. Not saying that, you know, so it's going to be... Really, yeah, you know, they're doing their best as well, you know, for you.
Absolutely, and it was an absolute pleasure to work with those guys, and they just, you know, made the songs much better.
Yeah, how does that work then? You bring someone in, and obviously there is a part for them to play, but because they've got a lot of experience, and you probably to a certain extent look up to them as musicians, you don't want to sit there and tell them actually no, or you play it like that. You kind of let them have their own little twist on things.
Yeah, I do. And it was kind of funny, actually. In some of the sessions, you'd go in there in the morning and you'd be kind of like, yep, you just kind of do it. Yeah, it's going to be great. And then kind of as the day goes on, you kind of develop a relationship a bit more. And in the end, I think all these guys are really great at their job, and they know that if it's your song, then it's up to you really what the final thing is. And they would say to me, yeah, do you like this? Do you like this? Maybe we can try this.
Yeah,
That's great.
So in the end, it was really easy to work with all of the guys as well.
Yeah, I guess if they're opening that up to you and asking you what you think, then you're not too afraid to then come back and actually say what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you might just be sat in the corner going, yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
doesn't
you're
sound
amazing.
Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's really cool. So you crowdfunded for this album, didn't you?
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
What was the reasoning behind that? I mean, to get money and recording an album, I imagine, is not particularly cheap.
No. And that was kind of one of the reasons that I wanted to get enough money together, which I couldn't have done on my own, to make it the album that I wanted to make. But also I quite like the idea of, because I did a lot of kind of house concerts based around the pledge campaign.
Yeah, because it's not just giving money to you. People get rewards off the back of supporting you.
They do, yeah. And we did a couple of house concerts as rewards. We did a couple of studio sessions as well. Did some kind of like lyric sheets and things like that. And it's a good way of like interacting with people that like your music.
I think more and more people are finding that as well, aren't they, with social media and things. It's a good way to actually give back to your fans or whatever, because I'm sure they want to get involved as well.
Absolutely,
you know, and they feel part of it, much more part of it, and they more ownership of it as guests as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you might see them at a gig sometimes, but you know, they might not be able to make all your gigs or any of your gigs, but they might have been following you online. Mm-hmm. And we also had people from, I was sending the CDs out last couple of weeks. We had people from Australia, America, Canada, all over the world kind of buying the albums, which for me is like really exciting. You know, I'd never be able to get
Well, 12 tracks is a lot as well, you know.
Yeah.
In one go, in one album, isn't it? I think that's a quite a commitment.
Yeah,
isn't
it is. And I always, when people at the level that Elliot's at and anybody on the sort of the up and coming scene, doing an album is a bit of a split thing. Some people think it's a great thing to do, and others not so sure. With solo artists, it's slightly better. But I do worry sometimes when bands release or artists release albums that you can get some of that music can get a bit lost. along the way, because you're releasing 12 songs in one go.
Yes.
And there isn't always an audience's attention span to listen to the whole thing, whereas an EP they might do. But I guess with the crowdfunding thing, you know, people have invested in that, and so they will listen to the whole thing because they feel like they've contributed, and there's a little bit of something they've helped with that product.
And what's been really nice as well is that so many people actually, because everyone got a free download as kind of standard if they pledged, as you know, downloads are. And digital copies are kind of a thing now, but it was nice that so many people actually wanted the CD, because I wasn't even sure how many CDs I was going to make, to be honest. Yeah. But enough people said they actually wanted it. So
I still love a CD, even though I then put it into my computer and put it through. I like the physicalness of it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's nice when someone gives you a CD, particularly if they've put time into the artwork.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see the artwork, you can see the track list. It's all there for you to see. But I still use a paper diary for the same reason, that it's there and it's something
tangible.
So good on you.
So the album is called Lanes.
It is,
and it's out. You said on the 22nd of March.
Yeah.
And it's all done, right? You just have to promote it now. There's nothing else left to do in terms
Basically, it's all done. Everything's finished. So it's literally me going out probably for the next year doing gigs and appearances
You're
and
nice,
stuff.
Though.
Yeah, which is fun. Yeah.
And with this band that you've put together,
So I put...
They got to learn it all then, if you said they weren't in the ones in the studio?
Well, we did launch the album for the crowdfunders in London in 1st of February.
Oh,
so I put the band together for that. So we've been rehearsing for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And it's sounding great. I've got some really good musicians on there as well. Tom DeLuise playing drums. Who's
I was going to say, because Elliot used to briefly, you were Elliot Porter and the Missing Pieces, and they were your band. Are they the Missing Pieces again, or is it just Elliot Porter and a non-defined group of musicians?
at the moment, we haven't really decided if it's going to be the Missing Pieces again or not.
Is it the same people?
Only
some
one
of the missing
them.
Pieces.
Yeah,
right.
The others
a
missing are
missing. Piece. exactly. Still missing.
Because there are only three of you, four of you in the missing pieces anyway. So it wasn't like a huge group.
There was only four of us, and we were all quite good mates, and we were together for two or three years, I think. But now we've got David O'Neill. He's played with me for a while on bass.
Oh, I know David. Yeah, he's been around a few Cambridge bands.
He has. Yeah. And luckily enough, I've managed to nab him again. And Joe Chipperfield, who used to play with Dave Gerrard, actually, Bella Chipperfield's brother, he's playing guitar. And my sister, Chloe Porter, she's singing.
Very
doing
nice.
Doing BVs.
Great. Lovely. And when's your next gig, then?
Tomorrow night, in Bishop Stortford at the Horn of the Half Moon.
What time?
It starts at 8, we're on at 10. We're the penultimate band, I think.
Mm-hmm. So there's other bands playing?
Yeah, Tom DeLuise band's playing, Bella Chipperfield and Dusty Wagons, my friend Daniel Lumley's band, Dusty Wagons.
Cool. Have you been to the Horn at the Half Moon in Bishop Stortford, Alex?
No.
You should go, it's a good venue. Mm. Particularly, they revamped it a couple of years ago, and it's now owned by the same people that own the Horn in St Albans, which is a well-known music venue in itself, and they've done a few improvements. It's nice, somewhere I go to fairly regularly,
I haven't ventured to
far, Bishop, it's a good, it's a little hidden gem in Bishop Stortford. It's not very far away down the M11,
not at all.
So it's a nice vibe there when it's busy.
And did you say you're looking at a Cambridge gig in the soon?
So we're talking to the Blue Moon at the moment, so we're hopefully going to announce something. It's going to be probably April time, because I wanted to do kind of like we've just done the London launch. I wanted to do a Cambridge gig, Bishop Stortford gig, all the places that I've kind of played regularly to kind of promote the album.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to need to do some travel news, and then we'll come back, and then we'll get a couple of songs from Elliot. Presumably one of them, you could do the single that's
out
now.
I'll do the single first, which is out tomorrow. Cool. Well, Thursday, yeah.
It is 11:45. It's Cambridge 105 Radio. Our guest today is Elliot Porter, singer-songwriter. New album comes out next month. Single on Thursday, and he's going to play it for us live now. This is called What Happened to Our Love?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Oh, I can't remember that off the top of my head. Right, when you're ready.
I was waiting for the day, hoping to feel love again. understand. Why I never made it till morning. I kissed you like a lover should. And why I never saw things the way only you could. So we drove out to the fence to relive it all again. Paint a bedroom, paint a table, pretend we're lovers again. And I make promises that were built on a floodplain. And you'd make promises while you lied to your best friend. Ooh, what happened to our
Very good. Yes, I love that. That's my crowd.
I'm sure the aircon guys in the office would like it if they were able to hear it.
Yes.
So that's the single that's out on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah.
Why Thursday?
Basically, I wanted to do it the day after the gig that we're doing tomorrow.
Okay.
Ideally, it would have been on the same day, but. It works out just best that it was on Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's out on Thursday. There's a whole video for it as well, which we produced in London.
Cool. So the video will be on your social media channels and YouTube, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be on YouTube, Instagram. There's a preview up already on YouTube and Instagram. So if you go to Elliot Porter Music on YouTube or at Porterell on Twitter or Instagram and Facebook, you'll find it there.
Great. And can people pre-order the album?
They can, yeah. So another reason why the album's coming out on Thursday, because it worked out the dates. The album's actually out on Friday, the 22nd of March, but you can actually pre-order the album with the single on Thursday.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a preview for that.
Yeah. Great. All right. Play us one more then before you go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to play a song called Legs. It's a little bit more chilled out, so hopefully the... It's not too much, but
I think it's coffee break time, so I think you'll be all right.
If you asked me to stop, to know if I could, the leaves have dropped And I'm betting it, if you asked me to go, I would go slowly, hoping your heart is some weekends only. 'Cause we weren't the ones who made the mess. We're just clearing up other people's hearts. And I wanna know if we got the legs to carry this. And I wanna know if we got the hearts to resist. And I wanna hold you when you sleep, and then rewind the scene. Remember when you woke, the sky was silver, there were snakes in your bed, and I was the savior. I've been wandering here, but I'm none the wiser. See, wisdom never painted murals in the sky. And I wanna know if we got the legs to carry this. And I wanna know if we got the hearts to resist. You when you sleep, then rewind the scene.
Beautiful. That was absolutely gorgeous.
That was called Legs.
Legs, that one.
Brilliant. Tony's message in. He says, what a highly organised young man, inspires confidence. There we go. Yeah, you're very organised, Elliot.
Thank you, Tony.
thank you for coming in. It's been nice to see you. And, yeah, keep send me the album when it's done, and we'll play some more tracks on NMG next month.
Absolutely.
And if you want to go and see Elliot, then he's playing tomorrow night at the Horn at the Half Moon in Bishop Stortford, and you're on about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all right.
Brilliant. Cool. Thank you very much.